From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Today is Haitian Flag Day. For many first-generation Haitian Americans, it isn't really an ode to national pride. It's a celebration of the variety of experiences that make up Haitian identity. Haitian Americans are controlling their own stories, stories which were once marred by anti-Haitian narratives. WLRN's Wilkin Brutus talked with two internet influencers. Wanda Tima, she owns L'Union Suite, a media gateway for all things Haitian, and sketch comedian Success Jr., whose viral videos invite Americans inside his traditional Haitian-American home.
L'école, l'église, la caille, school, church, and home. There are a lot of connected stories about Haitian households. But for first-generation Haitian Americans, you know, experiences can be different. What sets your lived experiences apart from others?
I have all these other connections from Old Cop, Cape Haitian, where my family, is from. And then I was raised in Turks and Caicos and Grand Turk and Provo for the first half of my life. And then I moved to the U.S. in South Florida and have lived in South Florida ever since. So I think for me, I lived in this weird space of you're from this place and your family operate from people from this place. I eat the food at home. I hear the music from the radio station and the church music and the Haiti news and everything else. But then I'm also very Turks Islander, and then I was very American because there was this missing connection piece, like living in two different spaces at all times and not knowing how to even blend the two.
Most of my upbringing was in the early 90s, and you know, where we weren't accepted, and we didn't accept ourselves, so we tried to hide it. Now we have other nationalities that want to celebrate the flag with us. They are also enjoying our culture, and we used to get beat up for it. And now we have people like these same bullies. Now they wanting to join us in celebrating the first black independent country.
Why do you think there's a social change in how Haitians are being perceived?
I think it's pretty much for a lot of the reasons why I started L'Union Suite to begin with. Like, as I started learning about the history and I started finding my people and connecting with my people all around the world, we're in boardrooms or in music studios, and we're, you know, there's huge influences in D.C. The people that are doing some of the most amazing things, you know, in the world, you know, are Haitian. We're creating our own narrative. We can't allow the world to just tell only the pain and the suffering story. That's not our only story.
Your sketch comedy attracts a massive following within the Haitian diaspora. Why do people feel like it speaks to them?
I see my page as like a therapy. I didn't even realize when I started this, like, so many of us are raised some way alike. Like, identical. And like, I have people who comes up to me and say, like, hey, I feel like you're my family, like you grew up in the next room from me.
Dili sauce pois, légumes, we can go on and on about the different Haitian dishes. Besides food, what are some of your favorite festivities during Haitian Heritage Month?
On Pas Fest has been in our tradition for the past 20 plus years. So everybody knows Compa Fest, and you got like the new generation such as DJ Stax, who brings New York, Boston, Montreal, and all those northeast cities. He brings them all down to Miami, and we all celebrate together.
Being in the same room, speaking the same language, you know, sharing the same food and learning about each other. That there's a lot of people that literally pack everything away for this 1 month so they can celebrate as loud as they could possibly can. So that's what I'm saying. Now you're seeing more of all of these cultural events popping up in all of these cities to where normally you wouldn't even think that, you know, Haitians live there. So social media is definitely highly like red and blue for the whole month. There's more food. There's more people speaking Creole. There's more connecting. The comment sections are definitely, you know, more engaging. So, no, we definitely know how to find each other no matter where we are in the world. All May.
You've just heard Wanda and Success Jr., two Haitian digital influencers in South Florida, speaking with WLRN's Wilkin Brutus. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.